I've got some great news. Your drive just got 666 times bigger. You're going down.
No. Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Ancient Jack 306 here on Soul FM.
Here on the Pulse with the Beat Never Stops. That's Chris Brown with Don't Wake Me Up. The current time is 3:15. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Now we're going to have a quick yarn about our useless fact of the day, because, you know, we always start off our day with something really, really bloody useless, you know?
Bit of tension in the studio.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bit of
outside.
It.
Outside. Oh, bit, yes, of a fumble.
Oh, what's going on here anyway?
Anyway, so back to the show.
Back to the show. We're going to have a quick yarn. So, useless fact of the day.
Oh, what
know,
is it today?
Don't know what's wrong with the Bieber. Something wrong there.
Something's been going wrong the whole bloody day on the Pulse.
I can tell you what, never trust the system.
Never trust it.
Never trust it. But anyway, nah, stuff the back music. We're going to just go straight into it. So, you're a cat fan, right? You love cats.
Yeah, do love the cats.
You love cats.
Well, I'm a big cat person, you know. I have a cat. I've had cats since, yeah, I was a wee kid.
Too true.
Yeah, you just run over cats, eh?
So, you suspect the day. A panther is not really a real species.
Oh. Mm. Well, what is a panther then?
A panther is just a mixture of a leopard and a jaguar. Now, I'm obsessed with jaguars.
You like jaguars?
I like jaguars and I like leopards. I just don't like house cats.
No, you don't like house cats.
Just not. I like the wild cats, you know, the crazy cats.
Oh, mate, Jake doesn't love the pussy, you know.
Oh.
But anyway, this is weird because they actually, the panthers actually suffer from a thing. What was it called? And it's like the opposite of albinism.
Yeah.
That's what makes them black.
It's like something like menilism and something else. I can't remember.
So it's what makes them black. Imagine if kids came out like that. You know, albinos are usual, but say you got this really white family and then,
yeah,
all of a sudden this black kid just comes out, you know. What up, G? I'm in the Oh, man, imagine that. Bit of tension there. Who's the father?
Me.
We'll never know. Oh.
Me. It's me.
Of course it's me. Will he be wearing jandals?
Oh. I don't know. I don't know where we're going with that at all. Anyway, so that was useless fact of the day. If you're a cat person, if you love panthers and leopards and jaguars, well, there you go. Anyway, coming up next, we've got Faded and So Good with B.O.B. here on The Pulse with the Beat Never Stops.
Ruthless. Reckless. Dangerous. And most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Here on the Pulse with the Beat Never Stops, you're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Current time is actually 3:26. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Now, coming up next, we're going to have a quick yarn about Jared Hayden because he's getting up to no good.
He's up to no good. First of all, you know, he goes chasing after his thousands to dream or something like that.
He's just got lots of dreams.
But now he's following another dream. He's getting involved with a gang.
Yeah.
The Hell's Angels.
Cheeky little munter. But right now, here's Selena Gomez with Hands to Myself here on The Pulse with the Beat.
I've got some great news. Your drive just got 666 times bigger. You're going down.
No. Don't do it. I'm a virgin.
Ancient Jack 306 here on Soul FM.
Never stops. Here on The Pulse with the Beat Never Stops, you're kicking it back with your boys Lucha and Jake. Current time is 3:30. Now we're going to have a quick yarn about Jared Hayne.
Yes, he's got himself in another mix-up. You know, last time we spoke about Jared Hayne, he had just moved to the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And now Looks like he's moved to something a bit deeper, a bit darker.
Rugby league great Jared Hayne has been caught on video appearing to give an accused Hells Angels bike enforcer a $5,000 wad of cash.
Yeah, so a bit of cash in hand from a Hells Angel member.
Yeah.
And where did this take place? Was it an Aussie?
I think it was an Aussie.
Must have been in the GC, yeah. Gold Coast.
Titan star joyriding around the Gold Coast with bikie and former Titans under 20 player Chris Bloomfield after his sides lost to Brisbane on Friday night, which they got kicked out. So they're out of the finals contention. On Brisbane on Friday night. And Hayne is now under investigation by the NRL Integrity Unit, which has said it will look into his association with known and accused criminals.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
This whole time, this whole time he's been dreaming about all these types of dreams. So he's always dreamed about being an NRL player. He's always dreaming about
NFL,
and then he wants to play for his home country for Sevens Fiji and make the Olympics. He did not make that. Moves back to the NRL, and now his official dream, he wants to be a member of Hell's Angels.
Yeah, and it's, you know, he could have joined any gang, but he joined probably one of the most stupidest gangs, the Hell's Angels. They're from America as well.
I would have chosen Mongrel Mob.
Oh yeah, me too. I would have chosen something a bit more mungy, you know. Bit more cultural.
Anyway, so we wanted to have a quick rant about that. About Jared Hayne. You need to sort your shit out, buddy. Anyway, coming up next,
Your head out your ass, Jared Hayne.
We've got to deal with when we were young here on the Pulse with the Beat Never Stops.
Because we have no protection. These boys have shut down the system. Now, catch Aotearoa's most wanted, Luchin Jake, from 3 to 6, here on Soul FM.
Mind by Ellie Goulding here on the Pulse with the Beat Never Stops. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luchin Jake, for your Wednesday Black Singlet Day.
Kia ora.
Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Now, we've got your useless fact of the day right here.
This one isn't actually useless, so
it's actually more useful and a life hack.
It's a life. It's definitely a life hack, especially if you're, you know, your stomach's rumbling, you've got no
and you need
energy.
Some Wendy's.
Yeah, you know, you need some greasy Wendy's / diabetes burger. Yeah. This is what you can do.
So, if you go up to Wendy's and say, I'm not from this area, I'm lost and don't have money, Wendy's policy is to give that person a free feed if they say this.
But do you have to say those words quote by quote?
I think you can mix it up a bit. Like you might have to.
Imagine that. So what we've done is that we're going to try this out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go try this out. And we'll tell you guys if it works. If not, you know, obviously don't try it at home.
No, don't.
If it does work, you've sucked yourself free dinner for the kids.
Yep, for the kids.
After you spent all the Benny money.
Is that why there's always homeless people on Queen Street outside Wendy's?
Wendy's, yeah.
Ooh.
I think we've sussed why there's homeless people on Queen Street. Exactly.
It's great stuff. Anyway, so that was your useless / useful /
useless
life hack
/ yeah
of the day. We always do that to, you know, kickstart your day off. Or halfway through the day.
Or yeah, your evening. Kickstart your evening.
Anyway, coming up next, we've got Clarity featuring Foxes by Zed here on Pulse, where the beat never stops.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you.
And Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.
Body on Me featuring Chris Brown, Rita Ora. That was a shout out to the boy Brody because he loves that chick.
Yeah, you know,
he loves a little bit of Rita.
A bit of a stiffy when he sees Rita.
Good dude. Alright, so we're actually going to have a quick yarn about Jared Hayne. Now, yesterday we're having a yarn about him because
We actually mentioned him quite a bit on the show yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's got himself quite a bit of trouble, but quite a bit of hot water.
Oh, yeah. So throughout his whole dream of being a sports star, he actually wants to be an Hell's Angel star. But apparently, that's all false.
Yeah, he's come out on the news after claims that old Jared Hayne was having a night out with some Hell's Angel members.
Titan star Jared Hayne has broken his silence over a video appearing to give a $5,000 wad of cash to an alleged Hell's Angels bikie. Hayne yesterday denied being friends with a notorious bike
bikey after being caught on camera appearing to give him a little bit of cash in hand. Bit of cash money.
You know, but maybe they were dealing a bit of meth. You don't know what they were doing with that money.
No. Apparently he's been stitched up. Those are his words. He's been stitched up. I've been stitched up by my brother before.
Oh, you have?
Very, very sneaky. Yeah. The Gold Coast Titan said he was the victim of a prank and denied having any relationship with Chris Bloomfield, which is also a younger player, future star for the Titans.
Yeah.
The accused Hell's Angel standover man's lawyer said he believed the pair were good friends.
Oh, okay. So you know, maybe Jared Hayner's talking a bit of shit.
Hayner's set to be grilled by the NRL Integrity Unit in order to explain the incident. It comes as NRL sources confirm Bloomfield's relationship with prominent players was already under investigation before the video was leaked.
I mean, what are your thoughts on Jared Hayner? Because we've laid into Jared Hayner quite a bit.
We've roasted him a fair bit. I think he's...
Do you reckon he's telling the truth?
I don't know either.
This is a hard call.
That's very hard. And I guess we'll just have to wait and find out.
Let's see what
the true stories are.
Mm.
And they'll be definitely coming up in the next couple of days. So
What happens if he's not telling the truth? What do you reckon will happen?
He'll get fined. Probably get fined a crap load of money.
So you don't think he'll get sacked?
But he'll get and he'll get sacked.
Oh, you reckon? Oh.
Mm-hmm. He's rich already, man. Come on.
Yeah, I mean he's played in some of the biggest teams in all the sports.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, Fiji with the Sevens.
Yeah.
The 79ers, 49ers up in
too good. Like
NFL.
It's too good. Actually, I want to have a quick yarn about Code Hoppers straight after this break. We've got Clarity featuring Foxes by Zed here on The Pulse where the beat never stops.
If you've come here to listen to some smooth, soothing music, well, you're wrong. Straight out of Trap City, this dynamic duo is up all in your face. Catch the boys from 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Here on The Pulse of the Beat Never Stops, you're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake for your Wednesday Black Singlet Day.
Yoda.
Current time is 10 to 4. Hope you're having a beautiful afternoon. Now we're just going to have a quick yard about Code Hoppers. And it's mostly precise on the Jared Hayne thing that we just had a yarn about before.
Sorry, just to clarify, if you don't know what Code Hoppers are, just because I didn't know either, it's just people who just switch sports and professions like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, continuing with the yarn.
Okay, so we're going to have a quick yarn. Anyway, Jared Hayne goes from NRL to NFL to Fiji Sevens and then back to NRL.
And then the Hell's Angels. And probably to jail.
Probably.
Anyway, so I'm not a big fan of these guys, but you know, we were just having a bit of a debate before, and Jake actually has a bit of a point here with Sonny Bill.
Okay, Sonny Bill went from NRL to Rugby Union, and then he makes the All Blacks that year, and then he goes from that to Japan, goes back to NRL, and now he's back to Union again. And then wins the second World Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
Now that's because he's good at it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's good at both sports.
Yeah, because like usually when you know if you think of people who's swapping all the time, it's usually because they suck. Well, I'm a fair player when it comes to debate, so I've got to give it to Jake here. That Sonny Bill, in any sport that he does, he's pretty he's had success in it. You know, he's never lost a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
He's won the World Cup twice.
Mm-hmm.
Won the World Cup twice.
He's won two NRL premierships.
Yeah, he went back to the Roosters after winning the World Cup for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
And then just took the Roosters to victory.
That's crazy.
I got to give it to him. He is bloody good at what he does. But I'm not a fan of switching sports, but I'll let this one slide.
Benji Marshall,
that was a crap one.
That was
Benji
terrible.
Benji Marshall was like an excuse of why it's wrong, because he went to the Blues and he was pure shit.
Anyway, I just wanted to have a quick yarn about that. Coming up next, we've got Red Dress by Magic straight after this ad break. And also, we're going to have a yarn. This one's a big rant about the police here on The Pulse where the beat never stops.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you.
I want to
Rich and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM.